Okay, beautiful people, time for our final meditation and channel. And now that you know that beautiful, quick coherence, you can come on right into that place. Just bring your awareness to your heart center. Begin to slow and deepen your breathing. Relax your body. Just softly relax it. Breathing into your heart, feeling that fullness, that beautiful light that is yours, right there. It's all yours. Softer, deeper breaths as you prepare your heart and your soul that you're filled with gratitude, appreciation, caring, compassion, and that this can become a new mantra for you, a new way of being, a new way to move in the world from your heart, sending out those waves, attracting other waves that are filled with gratitude, appreciation, caring, and compassion. So that you can honor yourself and you can honor each other in this winding, surprising, beautiful journey that we've been given here as divine humans.
Ah, so it is good day to you, huh? Yes, very good to see you once again, maybe one last time today. Maybe see you again tomorrow, the next day, as we float about in the universe. We are multidimensional, so we can pop in anytime. Yes, dearest beings of light, you are your next step. You are the way showers. How many times do you have to hear that before you get it? Huh? A lot, some of you? Some of you, we believe you are getting it this weekend. We know each one of you has a very specific mission, has a very specific energy, a very intense energy. Your hearts are all fluttering about and it's all in balance and your energy is coming through and you're ready for the despacho tonight and you're acknowledging that energy. And yet, we still feel some old doubt. What is that about, huh? Dearly beloveds, I also had doubt. I wondered if this task could pass me by. I know some of you know your mission, your task, and you feel as though you're not quite enough to achieve it, accomplish it, be it, know it. As Adaronda says, are you ready to let that go? You are a part of me. We have the same structure. That is why I came here. You know your creation. You know who you are. And you know who you have been. Out in the Pleiades. In the earth, on the earth. Yet wherever you are now, is the important one. For that is you. I ask you to breathe deeply into your mission, your task, as a light worker, and to know that just because it seems a little challenging now, sometimes, this too shall pass. And the world is a different place when it passes, just as you are in a different place. The one constant that you get to hold on to, hang your hat on, feel in your heart is very simple. We've been talking about it all weekend, eh? And the more complicated you make it, the more challenging you make it. And I ask you, why would you do that? Why complicate things? It is a simple task. Be the love. Feel the love. Know the love. Have the love. Give the love. The simpleness is just love. Earlier, the council put up their hand for you to feel in your heart. Breathe. Allow yourself to be touched by love, healed, healing. I am grateful for you. You are grateful for me. That's how it works, isn't it? What did they say? Abracadabra. Trust it. Trust my love for you. And everything becomes easier. Always. Hoo-ha! Got to love it when the masters come in, eh? Yes, poof, abracadabra. That is us for you, huh? Oh, we love you deeply. Now you can breathe again, yes. Back to our ronda. But the message is still complete. Step not away from your mission as a light worker. You are the way showers. And we are thankful for you. We love you deeply. Now it is time for you to love yourself just as deeply. Can you do that for us? Is that a promise? I see some nods. The expensive seats at the back of the room are not nodding. We are asking for commitment to you. Can you love yourself for us? And can you love yourself for you? Oh, good. That changes the world. We honor you. We are grateful for you. We see you. And we bid you namaste. Namaste.
Greetings, dear ones. I'm Kryon of Magnetic Service. This is the last channeling of the series we are doing in Austin. And in this place, there is a beautiful feeling of love. This day you've studied coherence, you've seen the signs, you've felt the emotions. And I have given you channels about the old souls that have crossed the veil and the difficulties and the frustrations. And now I want to address the others. I want to give those who perhaps didn't realize they were old souls, or maybe there are those who have just arrived at this message, or somebody has asked them to listen to it, or someone is here in the audience who didn't necessarily relate to the last three messages. This is an invitation for you. Did you ever think, perhaps, there was more than you were told about that which you call God? Tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of words written in so many places and scriptures and so many organizations and so much effort and goes into the revelation of God. Meetings all over the planet, even right now, there's always a meeting, there's always a service, there's always a worship, there's always a prayer. What if, however, through all of that, God is bigger than you were told? What if God is bigger than anything you ever imagined, no matter what your imagination could be? And if so, this largeness, this bigness, is it majesty you're feeling? Or does it turn the other way? What if God is so big that the creator of the universe knows your name? Now that's big. So it's not in largeness, is it? Or is it perhaps measured in how compassionate can this creator be? What if there's more than you were told? My partner travels the world. And he sits before audiences who hear these things for the first time. And there's always skepticism. There will be those always who will come and fold their arms and say, no matter what he says, it's just another religion. It's just another sect. Somewhere along the line, they're going to ask for money. Somewhere along the line, they're going to give you a doctrine to follow. There's got to be some rules. And then as the day goes on and on and on and on, they realize there aren't any. They realize there's not an evangelical thrust. You see, there's no organization to join. They don't take names necessarily to to meet later. They keep expecting perhaps the book to come out that will tell you the right way to do this or that, or the good and the bad, or what's going to happen if you don't. And it never arrives. Because all my partner does is talk about love. And he says to that audience, there's more than you are ever told. And then he starts to list the things that you were never told. That God knows your name and would never, ever torture you in a place that is dark because you didn't do something. Any more than you would your children. That God is so big beyond that which you could ever imagine. That the soul that you have could even be part of that. What if you weren't just a human on the planet doing your best? What if there was a grander situation? What if you were with the Creator at one time? What if that soul of yours is eternal in both directions? What if you're actually a part of the universe? What if being apart from God is being on earth? What if, when you leave this place, that's when you really go home? What if this is really temporary, all of this? And when you go home and the reunion is there, that's reality. And everything else that you experience right now is a puzzle. What if God were so big and so compassionate, the arms of God come around you, and they say to you, we don't expect anything, but would you allow us to love you? What if that were the whole thing? What if that's the rules and the doctrine? What if that's what you're being asked to join? What if all that's being asked is to sit and be loved? But in the process of you saying yes, the world expands from black and white to color. And you start to feel that in every cell. And the connection occurs and the spark is there. And everything that you are changes. And you say, oh my, oh, if I had only known. Where is the organization to join? Where is the hierarchy of angels? Where is the rule book? Where is the prophet? And the answer is, all of it is in you. The rule book's there, the prophet's there, the higher self is everything. It's different, isn't it, than you imagine? There are those who would say, well, there's got to be a system. And the answer is, that is so 3D of you. No, there doesn't. What if the compassion of the Creator surpassed any kind of system that you can believe exists? There are those who say there's got to be a hierarchy. And there isn't. And again, I'll say there's so many who'll say, well, if there isn't any of these, I'm not really sure I understand. How can I be part of something? It's so strange and so wishy-washy that there's no rules and no organization and all of that. And the answer is this. Do you think the love of God is wishy-washy? Do you think the compassion of the Creator who knows your name, is that shallow? I want you to be ready for something. I want you to be able to sit in a chair and be loved and not have to figure it out. What if there was no requirement to figure it out? What if there's no requirement of scriptures to memorize so that you'll do the right thing or pass the right information on? What if it was simpler than that? What if in the simplicity was an infinite amount of information about the compassion of God? And that when you started studying how you could be loved, you suddenly learned that it was all right to even love yourself. What if in all of that, you start realizing all of the answers to every single puzzle you've ever had on the earth is answerable by sitting and being loved by the Creator? Now that's the invitation, dear one. Dear soul, if you've never heard this before, there are so many who would come to a meeting like this, especially internationally, who would start with their arms crossed and waiting for the other shoe to drop, the money to be asked for, all of these things that never occur. You mean there's nothing to join? No. What's next, they say? It's got to be a hierarchy of going from one place to the other, or classes that you have to take in order to understand this. There isn't. This is a paradigm that is new on this planet. You really haven't heard this before. This is the creative energy in color. This is what God looks like in color. And you've been in black and white for so long, not understanding this was going to happen. Are you an old soul listening to this today? You might say, I don't know. I'm going to tell you something. You wouldn't be listening unless you were. As I close this message, so simply, I again will tell you this, as we have so many times before. I want you to drop all of the things that you were ever told just for a moment, just for a moment. It's not a betrayal, dear ones, for you to drop those things you've been taught if you understand those who taught them to you were doing their best at the height of their integrity and love for you. They gave you the best they could, and suddenly a light comes on, and you know better. That's not a betrayal. Do you think your parents would be disappointed if you found out something greater than even they knew? They would cheer you on if they're not here. Right now, as you sit there, if they're on the other side of the veil, I want you to feel them cheering. Listen, they'll say. Listen to the man in the chair, they'll say. Because God is bigger than we knew. Because this God, this one that you're now learning about, is in color. It's going to change everything eventually. The next step of the planet, beyond the last one, which was to understand there was one God. How long did that take? And now you understand there's one God, you fight about how to worship him. How long is that going to take? But when the sun comes out in all of these dysfunctions and the evolution of humanity starts to settle down, that's when the connections start to be made. And you move forward with an understanding that God is so much more than anything you ever thought. Any doctrine that exists, any rules that might be there. And then you start understanding what true, pure compassion is and love is, going beyond that which you would even have for your children, which is enormous for you. And then you say, it's okay. I don't have to know how anything works because I'm just going to sit in the chair and be loved. Thank you, Spirit, for everything that follows That's a God in color. I want you to go from this place thinking on these things. When you leave this recording, thinking on these things, could they be right? Is there a revolution coming of information and energy that is so enormous that it will put everything else that's ever happened on this planet and make it look small? The revelation of who the Creator really might be, who, and the understanding that all of you, every single one, is born magnificent and enabled and able to sit and be loved. And so it is.